appleseedbank.com.
So do you have your grills ready? Are your cars gassed up for the few who can afford it? Memorial Day weekend officially really ushers in the beginning of summer. I know it's not until June 20-something, but it does feel like summer. Kids are getting out of school. It's a long weekend. I hope many of you are able to kick back and enjoy it with your family. And if you're even hanging out in the backyard, who cares, and having some people over, just a chance to think about it and to think about what Memorial Day truly means. I hope we're going to see a lot of American flags. I know in my neighborhood they put a lot of flags out at the curb. It's really neat to see. You drive down and you've got these pretty big flags all the way down the block as far as the eye can see. And there's parades and remembrances and that kind of thing, because that's Memorial Day, truly, honoring people who served, people who gave their lives, certainly in the past, so that we could have the freedoms that we enjoy in these United States. Speaking of freedoms and blood being shed for those freedoms, woo, it's pretty tough these days trying to ward off those who want to take away some of those freedoms. You know, there's a balancing act between government power and individual freedoms. We know there are a lot of those things being tested. The Patriot Act was extended on Thursday because midnight was the deadline. What happened was the House voted 250 to 153. And the legislation renewed three fighting authorities, basically, that are headed for the president's signature, and that they were earlier in the day. The president, of course, is at the G8 summit, so, of course, he uses the auto pen machine. Did you know the president had an auto pen machine? What it does is it holds a pen and signs his actual signature, but he has to authorize it. In a way, it makes sense. I got to sign that document. But then I was thinking to myself, couldn't they have faxed it to him? I don't know. Auto pen. It's okay. It's signed by the auto pen. It's done. And that's it. Congress was having some problems with it because Rand Paul, the Republican freshman from Kentucky, was digging his heels in and decided that he was going to go for it and was going to be pushed around. And in a way, I'll tell you what, I really say bravo to Paul. He's making a name for himself here. And his problem was a couple of things. One of them was one of the main things, of course, with individual liberties is the idea of going through records and invading individual privacy rights. And, you know, when you look at wiretaps and business records, that's part of the Patriot Act. And those provisions have to be renewed periodically because there's a big concern that privacy rights will be shattered. And I think that's a good thing. You don't want that out there because you think, well, I haven't done anything. I don't have anything to hide on my bills. I don't have anything to hide on my business of who I'm conducting business with or, you know, whatever. But you don't know what could snap back on you even by accident or just by misinformation. So that was his point. So he argued that, yes, rushing to do something in 2001 was one thing. So you get the Patriot Act going and just throw caution to the wind when it comes to individual liberty. But now, upon further review, there's a chance to back off on this and not spy on innocent people. The one thing I think is scary is some of the technology where they can be in a van and actually see through some of the areas where they're surveying and, you know, drive that van down the street. So course, you could be exposed. It kind of reminds me of the ridiculousness of the X-ray machines that are jolting us with, oops, more than they thought radiation, and what's on the X-rays, and kids being patted down who are in diapers or who are 3 years old and they're hysterical. So there are some elements of the Patriot Act that definitely are questionable. I mean, when you have a guy like Dick Durbin who said, yeah, I said okay in 2001, but I think it's too much power to the government, and there's just not enough congressional oversight, and there's certainly not enough judicial oversight. Remember the problem with the phone bills and handing over the phone bills and going through the numbers? And, yeah, you can see how it could be pretty tricky. But it's interesting when you have Rand Paul, Dick Durbin, of course, around for a long time, Rand Paul new to the scene, and the ACLU all agreeing that the Patriot Act has been used improperly to trample on constitutional rights and invade Americans' privacy. And certainly that's not what we want. Until you're in the middle of it, it's a lot of times people just put on those blinders. Oh, it's okay. And then something happens where you accidentally get turned over and they go through something private of yours and you have nothing to do with terrorism. You have nothing to hide, but yet you're stuck. Oh, the worst. Staying in Washington for a second and talking about jobs. Do you know any people who are out of work? Perhaps you yourself are struggling with the work situation. We forget about the unemployment numbers or the underemployed numbers across the country. And John Boehner, and when you're talking about the deficit and money and all that stuff and what the future looks like, and especially when it comes to jobs and whatnot, the Speaker of the House had this to say.
The truth is, we'll never balance our budget and rid our children of debt until we cut spending and have real economic growth. Helping Americans get back to work is our number one priority. We're going to do everything we can to help create jobs and to boost our economy.
Ooh, that's music to a lot of people's ears. Boost the economy. Cut the spending. Balance the budget. Or at least get close to it so that everybody behind us isn't buried in this massive debt and they have a chance to keep the competitiveness of the United States going. Speaking of competition, Gallup does this thing. You know Gallup, of course, polling numbers. But Gallup does an interesting thing. Their trial heat polling, it's fun to watch where that goes. They did one for the Republicans, 2012, Mitt Romney, 17%. Check this out. Sarah Palin is going off on a bus tour across America. She gets 15%. Ron Paul, 10%. Newt Gingrich, 9%. Herman Cain, 8%. Tim Pawlenty, she gets 6%. Michelle Bachmann, who's going to declare, she gets 5%. And then so on all the way down. But Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin just on his heels. How about that? Still pretty far away from nominating a Republican who will run against Obama for president in 2012, but Sarah Palin might actually make it interesting. Movies next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Well, you see, it'll drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Ah, Memorial Day weekend. Always fun to go and catch a flick, isn't it? Monday would be a great day to go and see a movie. Go to one of those matinees. This is a real guy movie, but I think some women actually can appreciate it as well. I have to say that I liked The Hangover. It was recommended to me again and again and again. So finally I saw it and I laughed myself silly. So I wasn't the only one. It was a pretty big hit at the box office. This is a little snippet of Hangover Part 2.
Hey everybody, here's some fun facts. The population in Thailand is 63 million people. It is twice the size of Wyoming. None of you know Stu like I do. I can't even tell you what we've been through because we made a pact. What I can tell you is this. This is not Stu's first marriage. There was a whore in Las Vegas a couple of years ago.
Come have a drink with me and the guys.
Go and do me a favor. Take my little brother Teddy with you.
That is a great idea. Bring the kid.
All right, one drink.
You did it, buddy.
Sure did.
Cheers.
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 What the hell? I wanna see
Oh, your hair is gone.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm scared.
Stu, come on, get up. We gotta situate.
Holy.
Where are we?
You're gonna freak out, but it's gonna be okay.
What's is it my teeth?
This is a real tattoo!
Alan, what did you do? Did you really see me?
I didn't do anything.
No! Ah! Oh, jeez!
Ah! It's a monkey!
Where are you guys?
I don't know. We woke up in some city.
Is Teddy with you?
They've been looking for him all morning.
I can't believe this is happening again.
Flora's little brother, he's lost. We're not going back without Teddy.
We love to party.
All I wanted was a bachelor brunch.
Ciao!
What are you doing here?
What is my plus one?
We had a sick night, bitches.
Whoa.
Check your pockets. There might be clues.
Chiang Mai Monastery.
I don't remember any of this.
What is this, a P.F. Chang's?
Where the hell are you?
We're in Bangkok.
Hala, pity. Voila.
Who's that monkey in?
He's so strong, honey!
Cut it out.
When a monkey nibbles on a weenus, it's funny in any language.
Okay, so you get the gist of this. Just fun and frivolity with Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis and Ed Helms and the crew. And what they do is they go to Thailand for Stu's wedding. So what happens in Bangkok, I guess, stays in Bangkok. Or they think it does anyway. It's clever. It looks pretty clever, to be honest. And there's other people that make some appearances in this movie, too. Our second cheap movie review is one that was popular with the kids, but even adults liked it, too, because you know how the animated features are. They have things in it that children don't understand, but still it's so funny. Everybody laughs, and it works both ways. Kung Fu Panda 2.
You guys, did you see that? I just was like, what?
Received a message
from the universe?
From a messenger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Our greatest masters are disappearing. I fear this is the work of Lord Shen, who has unleashed a new kind of threat on our world. This could mean the end of Kung Fu.
But I just got Kung Fu.
And now you must save it. Take the five. It is time for the next phase of your journey.
My fist hungers for justice. That was my fist.
We need to get to that tower without being spotted by those wolves.
Huh? Got it. Stealth mode.
I hate this sneaking around.
Hey.
Huh? Oh.
I like it. How can Kung Fu stop something that stops Kung Fu?
Here we go!
Remember, Dragon Warrior, when you follow the noble path, anything is possible.
I'm freaking in.
The signs!
What signs? Ah! So many signs!
Ah! My old enemy. Stairs.
I think I don't need to describe that to you. Jack Black is hilarious. He's in it. His voice, Angelina Jolie. The first one was good. I liked the first one. So it's the continuation, the adventures of the crew. Kung Fu Panda. If you have kids, they're probably already bugging you to go and see it, or grandkids, or nieces or nephews. If not, it might be worth a rental eventually in the future. This one's an interesting one. It's won a bunch of awards. The Tree of Life.
Thank you.
Since the Philadelphia Orchestra is out of work, we thought we would let you hear some of the sounds of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Actually, that music was really pretty, and that is what the music is about. It's an impressionistic story, they say, of a family in the 50s, typical in the Midwest, going through the journey of the eldest son, how he feels as a child, the whole innocence of childhood to being disillusioned when he's an adult, and then trying to reconcile himself with a strange and complicated relationship with his father. Think anyone can relate to that? So he's lost, and he's kind of lost in the world, and he's trying to find the answer to the meaning of life, which is what the Tree of Life is all about, if you know that book. I'm sure you've seen that book. Sean Penn is in this movie. Brad Pitt is in this movie. Fiona Shaw. It is directed by Terrence Malick. A lot of people like his work. And it's one of those movies that's gotten some awards at critically acclaimed shows like Cannes, etc. But it was probably, I'd be curious about it, because how do you turn the Tree of Life into a movie? And that's why that music was interesting, because you can see probably where they're taking you, images, and probably from the childhood, as I described, into being an adult, and that's when you get all that cynicism, and the innocence is somehow lost. It's a long movie, 2 hours and 18 minutes, so pack some sandwiches if you're going to go see this one. PG-13. And it's opening weekend, Monday. Perfect day to go see The Tree of Life, or wait till it comes out on DVD. We're kicking the can down the road.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Give us 30 minutes a week, and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30-Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Making your move, come down as fast as lightning. All right, it's your turn to sound off, throw in your two cents, step up to the plate and take a swing. Fair or foul on the Patriot Act as it passes, actually robo-signing from afar. That's what it is. There's a machine with the president's signature basically that flows out of a pen. Explain that to me. So that there would be no stoppage in the Patriot Act. But, and as what I asked at the top of the show, we went to our talk radio news insider, Justin, and talking to him about, was there any scuttlebutt on the Hill? You heard him mention, I think he mentioned Rand Paul. And Rand Paul has long held that there's a couple of things, first of all, that shouldn't be part of the Patriot Act, understanding that in 2001, it was all about, man, we got to do something here. We're scrambling around in the dark. We're hysterical. We got to find ways to catch the bad guys. So we're going to give up some of our civil liberties and not really analyze that too much or hope that people don't recognize it. Well, people did recognize it. And the Patriot Act certainly infuriated a lot of people when they were caught in the net. See, that's the problem with everything. There is this see no evil, hear no evil, I don't want to be involved in no evil. And as long as you leave me alone, oh, I don't care. But you have to be careful about that kind of thinking, as I have often said. The greatest part about living in the United States, we want to hang on to our rights. Why? Because we live, baby, in a free country. Free. Where you pretty much get a chance to do and say what you want to do. Even if people don't like it, they think it's ugly, they don't agree with you, it doesn't matter. They don't have to participate in whatever it is you're involved in. Right? So, Rand Paul screamed and shouted and did get his way on a couple of amendments. And the one amendment I particularly liked that he got in was the amendment that would impose tighter restrictions on access to your financial records. This is so dangerous. It's like these crazy FICO scores and how people are being judged for jobs because of the FICO score. Well, what if your family was decimated by some illness and you were always an upstanding citizen? You paid your taxes, you did everything you were supposed to do, you helped your neighbors, just a great person. And all of a sudden, you get slapped down by life. This is what happens, and a lot of times it's a medical emergency that will drain people. So you're paying things a little bit late. You're trying to stretch. You're juggling bills because you don't have the money. You don't have the money to do that. And you get it together, and you're reeling it all back in, but it's too late because they've already demolished part of your credit. Well, this doesn't refer so much to that. It's being able to go through your records, which I guess would show. It would show, you know, anything. any kind of blip on the radar screen, whatever it is. And I agree with him here. Why do they need to have access to your financial records, or at least have some tighter restrictions on it, the big warrants, the evidence, that sure, if you're tracking a terrorist and you pretty darn well know that you have 98.9% of what you need to get in there and look at those records because you're following the money. Remember, I'm the one who does say follow the money. But I don't think you need to follow grandma's money, my money, and all of your money out there, because then it can be dangerous. They can go through your records. So I would agree with Paul on this, that you don't have to give up that kind of a liberty to go after the bad guys, the boogeyman, the terrorists. And it shouldn't happen. So that was one thing that he wanted in there. Then there was another amendment, and he had talked about this a little bit before as well. And this amendment to the Patriot Act was the one relating to guns. Well, you know how I feel about guns. I might not be a gun owner. I have gone to ranges. I have family members who have guns, and they know how to use them, and they keep up I think they're responsible. They keep up with what they need to keep up with, cleaning and storing and all that stuff. Because remember, I always have to throw that out there. Wouldn't it be great if people were responsible about their guns? Because then that doesn't give anyone, pardon the pun, ammunition to come after you and say, well, you bozo heads, look what happened here. And look at this idiot who had a gun here. And look what happened here. And, you know, it's easy to point to, oh, can't have that happen because of how irresponsible people are with guns. Well, what his amendment says, one of the other amendments, actually it was the first one I think he proposed of the two, it had to do with guns. And in fact, when I say it had to do with guns, what the concern was, and what he said, and I love what he said, I'm going to quote him. He said, we come here to D.C. expecting these grand debates. And he talked to us about that in an interview we had with him when he was running. Instead, what often happens is votes are counted and recounted. And then, boom, the vote comes to the floor and that's it. So what the Paul Amendment is, it would impose, again, strict judicial oversight on access, this is records again, to gun ownership records. So it will get the vote. It will get a vote. But, of course, support needed for that is 60 votes, right? And there was opposition to that one. There was a lot of opposition to that. And then there was some that were a little bit more positive. See, I think with the roving wiretaps and the library records, so you can get the court order to seize business records, that kind of stuff, can take people down that are innocent. And plus it puts the government in your business where they don't need to be in your business. Like I said, if they can be 99.8% sure, or they have the evidence, get the warrants, all that kind of stuff, go through the channels a little bit different, because that's a little bit different, because the roving wiretaps and the access to the business records, it's part of that Patriot Act that was enacted after the attacks, and I think that does violate privacy rights. I know I certainly ruffled a few feathers when I said that the last time around, and it applies to the lone wolf provision. That was also part of the 2004 intelligence law. So if you follow the bouncing ball, we're talking about, to make it easy, how much of your liberties are you willing to give up? At what point do you feel like you're being spied on? Is the government spying on, or has at least the authority to spy on innocent people? Now, it's not just Paul in the thick of this. Senator Dick Durbin, who's not a Republican, Democrat, of course, said he voted for it when he was a House member back in 2001, the hysteria over September 11th, while Ground Zero was still burning. But he said it gave the government too much power. He realized it and that with not enough judicial and congressional oversight, that it's wrong, that doesn't work. Senator Mark Udall from Colorado, Democrat, said the provision on collecting those business records could expose law-abiding people to government scrutiny. So he's saying the same thing. If you've got to be able to limit those investigations to terrorism or what some would call nefarious activities, and that's what he said, you know, but where does it end? Where does the rubber meet the road on this one? And of course, the ACLU, they're against this because they say the Patriot Act is used improperly again and again and invades Americans' privacy and violates their constitutional rights. And I know that there is a very thin line on this because, remember, I think we need some protections. I think that you have to have, you know, the CIA, the government has to have some leverage, for goodness sake. But at the same time, it's a slippery slope. And I agree with pouring through our records. I think that can be dangerous. And we already saw that in action a couple of times. All right, let's see. Let's go to Dan in Texas. How perfect to talk to Dan on this one. Hey, Dan.
Mistress Kate.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a bit of messing with our guns, messing with our private papers, things like that. They're going to have to back off on that. Any senator that votes to strip the gun rights can just write his career off. I'm talking, you know, these six-year terms, goodbye, no more, you're gone. There's too many of us out here, and we will rally behind that. The Tea Party is alive and well. I hear through the grapevine that Sarah Palin is going to be coming in to the thing. And something I heard tonight when I was listening to Roger Hedgecock, the government under Obama has established a rapid response on Twitter and on the Internet.
Yeah.
They've even hired a guy named Jesse Lee to be their head dude. And these people are operating on our dime. We're paying for it. Not only are we going to have these people interfering in our lives, we have to pay for these sycophants to come in and chastise us about our freedom of rights to voice our opinions on this illegal president that we have in office at the present time.
I love when you always get that jab there in the end.
Well, he's nothing more than a Kenyan. He's an African. He's not an American citizen. He's not worthy.
Dan,
I'm telling the truth.
I know. You listened to what I said last time out. We're up against it. But I agree with the first part of what you were saying. Remember, I mean, I'll just reiterate this again. Don't like Obama? Make sure somebody's strong. Make sure there's a strong ticket out there running and not just a throwaway group of collective bodies trying to go up against an incumbent president. Take more calls in a few.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976. If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Who isn't paying attention to the Casey Anthony trial? You know, we've talked about it already ad nauseum, I think, on America Tonight. But people really fell in love, sadly, with Kaylee and wondering what happened to her, and then the crazy twists and turns during the missing period, and then ultimately what now has led to the trial of Casey Anthony. And a complete bombshell was dropped in court the other day, where her defense team said that Kaylee died in a pool, and the reason Casey didn't say anything is because her father didn't want to upset the mother. They got rid of Kaylee's body, basically, and she was abused by the father, so she felt compelled to listen to what he had to say, kind of. You know, I'm taking a little liberties here with her actual words, but in a nutshell, that's what she said. So we're thrilled to welcome to the show Florida-based criminal defense attorney David Seltzer. David, first of all, before you tell me what your opinion is, just from the defense point of view, is this a brilliant strategy or no?
Yeah, I believe it is brilliant strategy. I'm not sure if I would have rolled it out right from the beginning, but they have to convince one juror of 12 of reasonable doubt. And they've put forth a scenario here that the state cannot refute because the state's own experts cannot and will not opine as to a cause of death. So there is no way for them to refute that this is not what happened. You know, they're going to have some hurdles of defense in explaining how she quote-unquote, grieved for 31 days by celebrating and partying that she was no longer a mother, essentially. But, you know, it depends on how people interpret grieving. You know, the allegations of George Anthony's abuse, if you watch the testimony, and I read the testimony back and heard from people how George behaved, he did not look the defense attorney and prosecutor in the eye when he was answering these questions. He looked away, and we all know from body language that when you don't look someone in the face and you look away, the telltale sign that you're hiding something.
Wow. So that's right there. That shows people that, or the jury could show them, and I think all of us know that. So that show that something's going on with George. So maybe, like you said, only one person has to buy it, that there's a good chance that she could just completely, that's it, she could get out of this.
But, well, the question you have to look at, too, is, this case is completely built on circumstantial evidence. There is no hard evidence tying Casey Anthony to this case. So if you're sitting there as a juror, are you prepared to convict someone and let them face the death penalty based on smoke and mirrors?
No, you're instructed, you're instructed not to do that. So what in the closing arguments, I'm assuming, would be brought up is exactly that. The evidence isn't there.
Correct. you know, the state's own experts will not and cannot opine to the cause of death. They're basically going to play on the jurors' beliefs and feelings and life experiences to say what kind of mom allegedly knows her daughter's dead and doesn't take responsibility and doesn't give her a proper burial and goes out and lives it up for 31 days. That's one that's, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And supposedly, though, her friends said, the friends came forward, and when the friends were asked about this anyway, the friends have said that she, yes, she was partying and all that stuff, but when they were asked, well, was she a good mother, they all said she was a good mother. So to try to diffuse that, I'm assuming that's part of what would happen there. Because there must be a long list, I guess. The defense will bring some people that will testify as to her character, I'm assuming, right, having just said what I said about the friends. Do you think this happens throughout this trial?
Yeah, it'll happen, but remember, the relevant evidence to a trial is of the fact that they don't get the on every evidence they want. It has to be direct, relevant evidence. So they're bringing character into play. It's going to counteract that. But at the end of the day, it's a trial on the facts, and the government just doesn't have the facts.
Yeah.
The defense, like I said, one juror has to find beyond a reasonable doubt that the state didn't meet their burden. And I believe they'll get that one juror and find her not guilty. You know, the allegations of the sexual abuse and the paternity by the Kaylee may even be her brother's child. I mean, these are serious allegations. And if you have any experience with victims of molestation, you're told to do something from your molester, chances are pretty good that you're going to listen out of fear.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with David Seltzer. He's a criminal defense attorney, of course, in Florida. As I said, everyone around the country is talking about this case. You're in the legal system, and you're a defense attorney, a criminal defense attorney. So I'm sure in your own backyard, all over the Sunshine State, everybody in the legal system is talking about probably what happened, what the defense did, and, you know, their bomb, as I called it, they dropped it out there. Is this what everybody's talking about when they're not worried about their own trials?
Yeah, when this opening happened the other day, my phone lit up. Everyone was like, did you hear what's going on, what they're saying? And I was in Orlando last week on a different federal case, and it's like a circus over there. I mean, they have media trucks all over that courthouse. You can't get to it. This is one of the biggest things to hit the country, aside from Jared Lee Loughner being found incompetent this week. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in Florida.
Yeah, no kidding. How long do you think this goes on? I mean, do you think it drags out through the next month, through the end of June? Or is it better for the prosecution to keep, just because now that this has happened, to just try to keep stretching it? What works better from their aspect?
Well, I think what's going to happen is if the prosecution doesn't keep this on a lead, you know, how much circumstantial evidence can they put forth? I mean, at some point, it's going to get old. How many witnesses can you put on that are going to say, yeah, she partied for 31 days like a rock star? So the judge should keep it on the leash, and if the state were smart, keep it. The trial go through this summer.
Yeah, wow. And then who knows what the deliberations. From your angle, being a criminal defense attorney, when you're waiting that out, once it goes to the jury, and they're deliberating on it, is it better if it comes back quickly? When you get that call, is it better if it's quick, or is it better if it takes longer?
You know, everyone's got their theories of a quick one says guilty. And, you know, the longer they're in there, the more deliberations. Usually they're having trouble coming to a verdict. But everyone's got their theories. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just a tie. It's just the anxiety and the waiting gets to you.
Yeah. As you said, you know, it's crazy what's going on in Orlando, and it's the biggest thing to hit that courthouse in a very, very long time. But you also mentioned Jared Lee Loughner, and we've talked a lot about Jared Lee Loughner, as you can imagine, across the country, and the fact that the judge found that he's not fit to stand trial at this point, and he goes back into a facility. What do you and then he was yelling in the courtroom. What do you make of that?
I mean, the judge based it on objective testimony that he observed from two court-appointed experts and found that he wasn't competent to stand trial. I believe this is a temporary setback. I believe the country will get their trial of Jared Lee Loughner. I don't know where they're going to find an impartial jury, but they're going to get a trial of him eventually. They will stabilize him because the country's going to want to take him to trial. But again, until doctors opine as to his competence and can say for certain that he can contribute to his defense, he will get the necessary treatment that he needs.
So you, as you say, I love the way you put that. the nation will get its trial, because that's what everybody wants to see. They want this to happen. So the prosecution is going to have everybody breathing down their back, I'm assuming, right?
But it doesn't. The prosecutor is not the one that makes the decision. The prosecution is not the one that was probably challenging his competency. It has to have been the defense. The prosecution wants a fair trial because the prosecution doesn't want to have to retry this case if it were to come back if he was found to be incompetent and went forth to a trial. So they're respecting the judge's decision, and as a former prosecutor, that's what I would do, is respect the judge's decision, keep preparing my case, because they're going to come back every 4 months and reestablish whether he's competent or not. And when he's found to be competent, that trial will start right away.
So do you think the change of venue, I mean, there'll be a push for a change of venue, but you said it. Where do you find an impartial jury for this?
I don't know. You know, they moved the Casey Anthony case jury selection over to your Pinellas or Hillsborough County, and they ended up finding a jury after a week of jury selection, and they sequestered everybody back to Orange County. At the end of the day, the number that the scene popped around is jury sequestration and selection will have cost the county $400,000 just for the jury. So the trial is going to end up costing the county of Orange County rather millions of dollars in this tight economic budget. So, you know, the same applies to Jared Lee Loeffner. Where are you going to find an impartial jury? Definitely not in Arizona.
Yeah. You can't move the change of venue that out of beyond the state lines, can you? In this case, you couldn't.
I don't know what they're going to do. I really can't apply into that. I'm not sure what they're going to do with that. They're not going to want to, but at the end of the day, they might have to try.
Yeah, we got to push. You want us to do this, we're going to have to do it. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get. That's probably when, in the criminal side, is it true you just never know what's going to come across your desk?
You never know what's going to come across this any given day. Even as a criminal defense attorney, you get a call on a sitting county case, whether you want to take that case. Some people don't take certain types of cases. Some people won't handle a murder case. Some people won't handle a child porn computer case. So everyone's different. I focus on cyber crimes and computer crime because I used to be a cyber crimes and computer crime prosecutor. So everybody does different things.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have to have you back on and talk about that now. There's a lot of different directions that we're seeing that head and all.